on 1116 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Afternoons with Andy Marr.
Grab the new hot and spicy buffalo chicken from Subway. And the massive redemption sale. Makita, when power means business.
Great to have you with us this Wednesday afternoon, and it's going to be a big Wednesday afternoon and evening for several people and several supporter groups and several bid teams who I do believe will find out later on this afternoon or this evening whether they've been successful. I do believe, from what I'm being told, that the FFA board will in fact not delay, that they will come out tonight after the board meeting and announce who the two out of the six successful bidders are going to be for the two new spots in an expanded A-League either at the end of 2019 or 2020. South Melbourne is one of the bids. We spoke to Western Melbourne and Team 11 yesterday. Bill Papastergiadis has been part of the bid the whole way through at South Melbourne. He's been good enough to join us to give us a sense of how he's feeling a couple of hours away from perhaps finding out. Billy, thanks for your time, mate.
Thanks, Andy, and we certainly are excited down at Southtown.
Excited, nervous, anxious, feeling sick in the stomach? Give us a greater sense of how you do feel about where you find yourself right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a club that's been around for 60 years now, and it's a club that aims to be here for another 60 years. So we're alive. We're a live club that's got the best junior football program in Australia, arguably the best women's program in Australia, and the most decorated club in Australia, having been crowned Oceania Club of the Century by FIFA 10 years ago. So we've got a lot of history and a lot of passion, a lot of support, and everyone's interested. Twitter's gone crazy. We have 100,000 social media followers. So I can tell you, people are on social media 24/7 at the club.
Look, in terms of boxes that, several of the key elements of, the game in Australia want to have ticked, you guys tick them. I mean, this can't be argued. You've got your stadium, you've got your history and heritage, you've got your supporter base, you've got a storied background. So, Bill, why wouldn't South Melbourne be in... Why wouldn't it be one of the clubs that would be selected? What is standing in the way of you guys being selected?
That will be the big question, Andy, when it comes around to a decision being made and why South Melbourne isn't selected. A lot of questions will need to be asked about, how the bid process was run, because when you tick the boxes in terms of the fact that we've got 50 clubs now along the south, southeast region of Melbourne who've signed up with South and said that their junior programs, their football facilities are available to South to develop the game along that corridor. When you look at our fan base, the fact that just last year when we played Sydney FC in the semi-final of Australia's best cup, the FFA Cup, our game that day, midweek, exceeded almost 70% in terms of ratings of all of the A-League games. And we're an NPL club at the moment. We're not even in the A-League. We've set up the Australia-China Football Foundation. We brought one of the major clubs out of China here, whose coach alone is three times the size, that is his salary, of an A-League team budget at $7 million. That's Stojkovic, and it was RNF Guangzhou. We've got the community values. We've got a relationship with more community groups than any other club has, simply because of the fact we've been around for so long. We've got our stadium and precinct. That's $150, $200 million facility there. Add, as I indicated, our pathways for our junior boys and girls, our W League prospects. If we don't get over the line, I think there'll be some really hard questions asked about transparency and appropriateness of this bid. And what it is, to reconnect the past, which is the history of this game, to the present where we are now, and the fact that we've worked really hard for 14 years to get to where we are since the NFL's demise, and creating a future that is creating an aspiration for clubs to aspire to be promoted, because that's what sport's about. It's all about aspiration for our supporters, our players, and our administrators and coaches.
So Bill, we've got the news headlines coming up in a couple of minutes, and hopefully you'll be able to stick around through those.
Yeah.
While I'm talking to you, I can see the SMS machine rolling live in front of me, and you're laughing, and I know you know this stuff. This is what gets thrown in front of a club like yours, and it's when you wonder whether and it's both ways,
absolutely. And that's what's about, Andy, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is. And, this is part of the great thing. You want a club that provokes an emotional response one way or the other. That's what we engage with.
That's the worst thing for the game. The game at the moment is suffering significantly in terms of attendances and in terms of eyeballs on TV screens. I looked at the attendances last weekend, say for one match, South Melbourne in 2000, its average attendance is well over 8,000. That exceeded most of the matches last week, and that's noted that Melbourne had a population of almost 2 million less than then, no social media, and very little TV. I think it speaks to it all.
So how do you, and I might have to interrupt your answer here when we get to these new headlines, we'll pick it up, but how do you counter the fact that people want to use your ethnic origins as your club against you? How do you respond to that?
Very simply, look at the board that's made up. I was born in Australia, but my parents are of Greek background. Save for me, the rest of the board is made up of the former sports minister, federal sports minister of Australia, Andrew Thompson, the son of Peter Thompson, an Asian person, an Asian investor, Louisa Chin, a major development company, Gabrielle Giuliano, a very large development family as well, and quite a number of other people, all of whom are not of Hellenic background. And probably the most important thing, Andy, is that the major investor now for this bid is Ross Pellegra. Now, Ross is of Italian background. And when I look around, I notice that Australia is a vastly multicultural country, and our board represents that.
Bill, have you got another couple of minutes? Good on you, mate. We've got Steph Hobbs coming up with the news headlines. We'll only be a minute and a half, and we'll get back to you. There's a few things I want to talk to you about. This Bearden, if people want to join in, I'd love to hear from them. 1-300-736-736. Bill Papastergiadis on the line. It's a huge day for football in Australia, and everybody involved in the bid. South Melbourne's right on the front line. Thanks, Steph. Bill Papastergiadis, who is the chairman of the South Melbourne bid to be one of the two new clubs into the A-League in either October 19 or 20, has been good enough to hang around through the news for us. Bill, is it your understanding, as I'm being told, that you will have a decision this afternoon or this evening?
I don't actually have that understanding, Andy. I mean, the bid process has been run quite tightly by the FFA. And I do understand, as we all know, they're meeting today. Mm-hmm. But is it guaranteed they're going to make a decision today? I don't know. I'd like to think they have to because of, you know, everyone's concern about the state of the A-League. But it will wait and see.
We spoke to Team 11 and Western Melbourne yesterday. We know where they're at with their stadium situations. Suggests it has the private investment to build, and the other one is, you know, in the process of negotiations with government to, you know, create a community facility, you know, out in the east. So we'll wait and see how that goes. Your 40-year lease at Lakeside, which is a, you know, an iconic part of, you know, Melbourne sporting kind of landscape. How big a factor should that be, Bill?
That should be the biggest factor because, firstly, we're a club that's ready and willing and able to play immediately. We competed at the highest level last year in the FFA Cup semi-final. That is, every team in Australia competed. We made the final four, inclusive of the A-League. So we can slip in quite comfortably. We've got a stadium that is used regularly by every international football team when they travel to Melbourne. Equally, the Lakeside precinct has 2 million visitors a year. That's the information given to us by the Victorian government and Macro Plan, which tells us that if you want to build the brand of the A-League, if you want international people to come and visit this city and you want them to stay somewhere where there is an entertainment precinct, then that is the area you go to. The difficulty with some of the other bids are Tullamarine to Casey Fields, 2.5 hours. That's going to be the first problem. The second problem is in terms of developing stadiums. It took us 4 years to negotiate our lease. How long will it be before you're able to nut out, develop a lease program, a build program, and a development program? We're talking 5-10 years away. I don't think the game can wait that long.
Do you think it is of? Does it? Do you think that it works against you potentially that you are seen as ostensibly in a suburban club, that the two others that are pitching for the licences in Melbourne/Victoria are looking to develop kind of regional interest, you know, outside of the kind of CBD and its immediate surrounds? Do you think that with United and with City and Victory around. Do you think that that might kind of work against you to a degree?
It's an argument, but our pitch is that the south and southeast of Melbourne, which is our corridor, which is where we derive most of our supporters, we've measured them at 60%, most of our corporate sponsors about 70%, and the majority of our players come through that south-southeast corridor, and that's where we've signed 50 clubs to work with South Melbourne in developing, with their 18,000 players, our program. And when you look at Victory and City's support base, their supporters are less than 8 to 10% in a south-southeast corridor. I think we can comfortably say that City and Victory, guys, we're here to work together and we're here to grow the pie. We certainly won't be eating into your program and support base. And if anything, and this is what football needs, South Melbourne will electrify the league because it is a club that either you love or you hate, but one way or another, you're going to want to come and watch it.
Are you confident, Bill, or hopeful? Where do you stand as we draw closer?
Can I say hopefully confident?
You can say that, more words. You can. Absolutely, you can.
I think it's a difficult one to pick. All bids have got their merits, and we've applauded Western Melbourne and also Team 11 in their efforts. I think the fact that people have invested so much of their time and money in putting these bids up means that the FFA should think about an immediate promotion towards four teams, let alone two.
And yeah, I wonder. Yeah. Nice. I think that's. So let me one last one on that, because that sort of takes us into a whole new kind of conversation. If it is to be four and not two, do they all come in now? If you were to be given, let's say you miss out this time, right? And let's say in a year or two's time, the A League enter further expansion mode, and we get the two divisions. From a promotion relegation perspective, would South Melbourne A still be keen to be a participant if they miss out now, and B, if in 2 or 3 years' time they say we want you to come in the second division and work your way up, would South Melbourne be okay with that?
I think the primary point, Andy, is that we need to be in now, because as much as South wants to be in the A League. The A-League needs us. That's the first point, because of what we're going to bring in terms of ratings and people and memberships. The second thing is that we've been a club that's been around for 60 years and we're going to be around for another 60 years. The third thing is that the quicker everyone understands that we've been living in a football bubble for so long without any competitiveness at the bottom end of the league, the better it's going to be for the game in terms of opening it up to opportunity and to the growth. So we're in favour of all of those things. The club will be around, come what may, but we're hopeful it'll be a positive decision, Andy.
We wish you well, Bill. We wish everybody's put in, of all the bids, everyone's clearly put in a, truckload of time and effort. The work that's gone in has, been, passionately assembled, none more or less so than, what you and your team have done, I'm sure, at South Melbourne. Bill, thanks for coming on today, and we wish you luck no matter when the decision is to be handed down. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Andy. Appreciate your time. Bye-bye.